Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a mess right now with the Eagles. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, let's do some good news. Good news is you have a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is museum. Text museum to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wager in on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who is better? A, Carson Wentz. B, Dak Prescott. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. This morning's the first morning I wake up, and I actually say I think the answer is Dak, and I'm shocked by it, but I think it's actually the right answer. Coming up, we'll get to some of the notable quotes from after the game last night, some of the stuff people said post-game in the locker room. Let's go to the phones. Lottery action for just a disgraceful performance by the Birds, Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Gary, it's a rough one.
Yeah, it is.
It was embarrassing, John.
It was.
Embarrassing.
Yes, it was.
I mean, not to show up at all. Are you
kidding me? In front of the nation.
Yes. And against your most hated rival? Come on. That was just totally disgraceful.
And by the way, in one of the two most important games of the year, I mean, I made the point, Gary, to John in our Facebook Live pregame show last night, that if one of these teams were to beat the other twice, that team is almost guaranteed to win the division because it's a three-game swing. You win two and you get the tiebreaker. So, I mean, the Eagles better beat the Cowboys in Philly, or the Cowboys will for sure win the division.
I mean, being a diehard Eagles fan my whole life, I don't care how bad the Eagles were. There's always two games you got to be up for, and that's the Cowboys game. And they just flat out stunk. They were horrible.
Terrible.
Across the board, top to bottom, and you know what? It's personnel. It's totally personnel. And I put most of the blame on Howie.
Well, he deserves a sizable chunk of it. I will say that. I think him and Doug both have great blame to go around here. But if I had to say one guy, I might put Howie number one. I'll tell you this, though, Gary. I think Carson, I know John thinks a lot of it's the offensive line play. I think Carson is the biggest problem with the offense right now. And I know that might surprise some people. I really believe it. He just doesn't get the ball out.
I'm still a Nick Foles guy, and I really wish they would have done it the opposite. But I'm not in control of that.
You just said, yeah. That rallying cry is going to be louder than ever today, and I don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
You just said he doesn't get the ball out?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
You got to go back and look at what you're saying and how it applies to that game last night. Where's he supposed to get the ball out to other than a single check down to Miles Sanders that you saw? Where was he supposed to go with the ball?
All right, so I have not reviewed a coaching tape to know what receivers are open or not. I'm very, very honest about that,
course,
obviously.
Like, but when none I, of us
but when
have.
But when I see, like, when Foles would play with essentially the same receivers, just about the same receivers, he would just...
Don't do this.
John, it's true. It's actually true. I mean, like, Carson 2 years ago was exceptional before the injury. He's no longer exceptional. I think defenses know something about him. They're confusing him somehow.
Do you think Carson just got less athletic and less
smart? No, I don't think it's about athleticism.
Like what? So
I don't know,
so
John.
The difference?
I don't think it has anything to do with athleticism. I really don't. He's very athletic. He's fantastically athletic.
So what's different?
I don't really know. I can just tell you that I think defenses, without me being an expert on defensive play, I'm being honest with you here, I think they are doing something that is confusing him. And I think he's not recognizing what he's seeing before the snap and after the snap. And I think he looks lost.
No, he's not confused.
Yeah,
the Dallas Cowboys last night had some awesome schemes where they were, you know, they were hiding their intentions pre-snap. And then, I mean, they detailed it with the replay.
Well, it sounds like this is what I'm talking about.
Where you're overloading one way and then you bring the blitz off the other. Yeah, he got on one of those with, you know, bringing a DB off the backside.
He didn't see that corner blitz at all. He didn't see it at all. And, like, here's the thing,
John. No one else did, right? But that was a great defensive call. It was.
It was tremendous.
But that doesn't mean he's got a place to go with the ball.
But here's the thing. When I watch the greats, and again, I'm not trying to compare him to Andy Dalton and the guys that are ranked 20th in football. We talk about Carson like he's supposed to be amongst the top five or six, right? Rodgers, Brady, Brees. Then you're going to get to Mahomes, young but tremendous, Watson, and a couple of others. He's supposed to be amongst the couple of others. When I see those guys get blitzed, I'm not saying every time, John. But when they get blitzed, I see them have a recognition, oh, if that guy comes from there, I'm passing the ball to that guy over there. These guys get it before the play begins. I don't think Carson gets it.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
Well, you're wrong. He gets it. He understands what he's looking at. There's
John,
one play last
night.
They
scored 10 points.
Joe, and that is not... That is not because Carson doesn't know what he's looking at.
He had a play last night, John.
The offense is in shambles.
I agree with that.
And Carson can't. You have to admit Carson could know what he's looking at and not like what he's looking at and not want to throw the ball away. Think about how many times last night the ball was almost intercepted.
I know.
That defense got the best of us. I mean, they destroyed us last night. Guys were not getting open. Guys were not pass protecting. There was no production.
It was terrible.
From anyone.
It was really bad
on our offense.
I don't disagree with you.
We did not take advantage of the skill sets of our players. You know, the play design. There was one play I saw last night that felt unique and new, and Dallas Goedert scored a touchdown on it. Why is there not more of that?
John, I agree there needs to be more of that. I really do.
There's so much that can be done, and we are somehow just like restricting. The coaching staff is just, they're doing the same old, and everyone seems to have caught up.
I absolutely recognize, like you're saying, that there's all these issues around Carson, personnel, execution, and coaching. And I'm not pushing it aside. I'm just telling you, I ask. That people also recognize that Carson has a hand in this.
Yes, he does.
He does.
You have to understand that Carson didn't just all of a sudden forget how to look at a defense and understand what a defense is trying to do.
I don't know, man.
You had a defense last night playing with a much greater level of intensity than our offense was. Carson was seeing ghosts in the pocket. He was...
But that's his fault. He's got a Nazi ghost. Listen, if it's an actual guy, that's a guy. If it's a ghost, it's a ghost. John, there was a play last night. I can't remember if it was under center or shotgun. But Carson, you know, within a second of the snap, does a spin move.
And then he just
heaves the ball down the right sideline. Hopefully it was a throwaway.
It was
like,
crazy.
Like, what is
how
that? He did
the
a spin
entire
move.
Defensive line was
that?
Upfield 3 yards. The moment the ball was snapped, we did a terrible job of giving him any time at all.
And
of course, he's trying. He was running for his life last night.
Yeah, but he's doing it more than he should. And look, get it.
That's what happened.
I know that, but he's got to be better. Let me just say this. We got so much to get.
I agree.
He has
to be better. Everyone has to be better. You can't put it just on him.
I know, but...
I'm
not putting it just on
I'm
him.
I'm just telling you, saying he doesn't know what he's looking at is so far off base.
I'm really concerned. And when I think back to some of those old NFL films clips of Bill Walsh with Joe Montana, and there was such precision in the coaching and then in what Montana was supposed to do. And some of the great stuff NFL films has shown, the way Montana was coached by Walsh and then the way Montana would do it. And
he's not equipped with the answers.
I got a tweet.
Don't you think that has something to do with the guys who are trying to teach him.
I think it is. I think it's very interconnected.
Like, he knows what he's looking at, but he doesn't know how to combat that. He doesn't he's running for his life.
I know
he's trying to make plays when there are none.
I agree with you, but but sometimes I think there's a play to be made. Here's a tweet I got last night I found interesting. Guy wrote to me, "Total backyard football field of it, almost never a 3 or 5 step drop with a purpose." I agree with that.
Right.
I think they're totally out of whack.
Well, everyone should agree with that. That's what we saw.
But I'm not saying it's only him, but what I am asking people to recognize is he is part of it.
So you're suggesting he should just take the 3-step drop and stand there and get clobbered. That's the better option than what he did last night?
If it's a 3-step drop, you can probably get the ball out before the defender gets to you. If it's a 3-step drop,
if it's a 5-step drop. You're right. 3-step drop, he should have time. Right. There should be a guy looking for the ball instantly. We weren't running a lot of that last night.
No, well, maybe they need to run more of that when the offensive line is struggling.
Get rolling doing that. Yeah. They should have.
Yeah, they should
That's on coaching.
I agree.
So the suggestion, what you're saying is a 5-step drop. Just standard West Coast offense 5-step drop. He can't just stand there when there are guys. I mean, you've got Andre Dillard collapsed into your lap. You can't just stand there and take it.
What I'm saying is there's a difference between guys and ghosts. Sometimes he's dealing with guys. Sometimes he's feeling ghosts. 888-729-9494. Right, we got to get to these cuts, what was said in the locker room. We'll hit that next, and we'll come back to all the phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. And where do you stand on all that? There's a lot in there on 94WIP. Hey, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.